Hi, I'm Kai. Today's review and last review is on the movie, The School for Good and Evil. Unfortunately, today is my last review here at Vectis Radio. However, I will be doing a podcast on my experience here at the 4Ps, so stay tuned. Best friends, Sophie and Agatha, find themselves on opposing sides of a battle when they're swept away into an enchanted school where aspiring heroes and villains are trained to protect the balance between good and evil. In the far-off fairy tale, Land of Gavaldon, best friends Sophie and Agatha have no one to stand up for them. As a result, Sophie is hoping for a miracle. Then, Sophie makes a wish, and her dream comes true. Just like magic, the wide-eyed girl finds herself whisked off to a secret fantasy realm of mysterious creatures, taking Agatha along. And there, the companions wind up in the schools for good and evil. However, as Agatha and Sophie try to find their feet in the magical world, a sinister menace threatens the fragile between the sides. Will Sophie and Agatha fulfill their destiny and win true love's kiss? There are two different sides of the school, good and evil. Sophie, wanting to live her life as a princess, thinks she's going to be landed in the school for good. However, things turn out differently when a kind girl is put into the school for evil. I don't want to spoil too much, of course. However, there's something or someone does come to Sophie, making her truly evil. But is she to be cured from this? Find out on Netflix. It's only available to watch there. Overall, The School for Good and Evil is definitely in my top three. Such an amazing movie, and I'm excited for number two. I'd definitely recommend this to someone if they wanted a suggestion. Thank you for tuning in. I can't say tune in next time, however, I can say thank you.